Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Victor Kosakowski. Welcome.
Grazie.
So Victor, I had the pleasure to watch Aquarella last night, and we could take so many different directions into our conversation, but I would like to start from a curiosity of mine. Was it more hypnotic, the watching of the sea live, or perhaps actually in the editing suite?
It's a very good question, because you actually have to think about not yourself. I can watch water endless, hours and hours and hours, right? And being in place and also in editing room. But I know people used to watch now very fast films. So average, most popular films now, average of the shot is 1 second. Mm-hmm. So next second. So in water, you need time to watch. So that's why it was kind of challenge to find only shots which can be long as water needs, but still dynamic that people will watch it. Not so. The question is very correct. Beautiful question.
And did you, like, the extent of the material that you actually had, you know, to choose the, you know, let's call it the ideal wave that you felt happy with, the ideal break of the iceberg, the right moment. So tell me, in terms of the quantity, how much you had?
Not that much. You know what? Probably, I say you something stupidly mystical. There is something inside me, I don't know, maybe because of my age and so many years making films, that I'm achieving exactly what I need and very fast. So if I will put camera here, in 10 minutes, these two people will kiss each other. Even they were never thinking to kiss each other. So if, or these two will fight suddenly, because there is something around me and camera. Sometimes I'm trying not to film, because I know if I will put camera here, something bad, or something will happen. Sometimes you know, so it's like this. That's why I was lucky. Some people, they say to me, to see how ice breaking, you need 2 months. Mm-hmm. I came, I put camera, bam. No, literally. Same with waves. You have to go to the storm. Mm-hmm. You have to find it and you have to go. We came, storm found us, and we were 3 weeks in the storm nonstop. And we didn't know we don't have to escape.
So. Do you think it was right now, you know, like after all your experience, it was the right time to make this film?
Just absolutely, absolutely.
You have such a natural way of using the lexicon of films, and also something maybe very technical, but the length of the lenses, you know, how to work.
Yeah, that's a bit, very beautiful question, actually, because we have secrets in industry, in our cinema industry. It's like, everyone can make film now, like everyone can have such camera, right? So we have still things no one can do. We have seen, we study a lot, we're thinking how to improve lens, how to improve camera, how to change speed, how to change filters, how to put camera higher, low, how to achieve this uniqueness of image. So, yeah, this is challenge to do, but... And water is such an object that you have. What is good with water is that you'd never know scale of it. So you never know, is it big wave or small wave? So, or for example, if you look to the piece of ice and there is nothing around, you don't even say, is it a big ice or small piece of ice, right? So, and that's why it's interesting to play with it. So some people say, I film it from helicopter, from or airplane. No, I film it from distant 10 centimeters, opening sequence. From 10 centimeters. But it looks like helicopter. No, it's not. It was just camera was almost touching ground, almost touching ice. So water has this mystical, you don't know how big or how small. Same with waves, same with... Yeah, it's just amazing thing.
Now, after you did this experience as well with 96 frames per second, did you find it actually helpful at the end?
Yeah, it's a future, no doubt.
Okay.
It's no doubt. No, if people follow me now, no one gonna watch 24.
Really?
No one gonna watch it. If you see it, Only three people in Europe watch it. Me, my first assistant director, Ainar Avera, and one person from ARI. We watch it. We never want to watch 24, not 48. No, it's impossible to compare. Because, look, I can explain. You watch rain in the cinema, and you see, normally, you see these little strikes, like white strikes, right? In the 96, every drop of the rain is separate. Just so, from drops flying from the sky. And you see it, which you never seen before. That it's just insane. It's a new world. And I hope Hollywood will listen to me and change industry. Because technically, we can do it. The only stopping us is projector, not camera.
Oh, okay. Also, I found that you managed to create such a tactile feeling to something that, you know, it's always been bodiless, you know, water, the essence of, like, you know, no definition, no boundaries. And yet with the images that you created, you really feel like almost you're touching. There's a 3D, you know, coming at you, and I found it so amazing. I mean, I never feel seasick, even, you know, in pretty much storms on boats, and I almost felt seasick while watching your film.
Yeah. Oi. I don't want to remember how badly we were suffering. It was... What is the problem in the boat, in the storm like this? There are two components you need to understand. First of all, you have never seen ocean or sea in the cinema before this film. Mm. Because everything you have seen before was made in studio. Because when you film in the water in real storm, boat is jumping upside down. Camera is making like this. So you don't see water. You see emotion through the fact that everything is moving. We found a way to make steady shot and to see water. This is number one. This is most important, actually. That this was the beginning. I wanted to film storm and people see storm. And it's impossible only from the coast. If you stay in the rock and film, but if you're inside the ocean, it's never been done before. And we achieved it. This was biggest challenge to me.
And after pulling off such an incredible achievement, was there ever one moment when you were like, okay, probably now I'm going to die?
Oh, it was five. minimum five times. We were like this close to. But what helped us that we knew each other so long. We made Viva Las Antipodes, which was opening of 2011 of Venice. We knew each other. We knew how to be in tough situations. And I knew I can go with this team to the hell. And I knew no one will be a wrong ship. Everyone will help each other. So even to move tripods from one part of the boat to another part, one day, just you say, camera is here, we're filming that direction. Now camera is here, like 2 meters, one day. In this storm, one day, five people. Yeah, you cannot do anything. Otherwise, you fly away. And camera fly away. So you have to literally sit on the ground, all of you, roping it to the boat, holding each other, and literally lens, camera, everything separate, give to each other. It's just unbelievable.
I'm very happy that you survived, first of all, but mostly I'm very happy that I could watch this film because it's one of the best cinematic experiences I've ever had.
Thank you very much,
Victor.
Thank you very much.
Here with Aquarela for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.